Shkalim. It's only like, it's very short. It's like 3 weeks, right?
It's 100% correct, and Shkalim is from the Yerushalmi. The only thing they said in the Morot Daf Yomi is that it's published always with the Bavli, so that's the only reason that I see why we were doing it with Daf Yomi. Okay, everybody mute themselves, and then we're going to be in Masechet Shkalim now, okay? So on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, I'm going to get as far as I can tonight because I'm not doing Daf on Thursday night because it's Bedikas Chametz, so I figure we'll get a little bit of a leg ahead or a step ahead of the game, all right? Then we'll be equal. All right, so the Mishnah says, Bechad Ba'adar Mashmina Ma'al Shkalim Yal Kalayim. On the first of Adar, so the Bezdin makes announcements or notifies the Olam that they have the obligation to bring the machzid a shekel. Every year in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody had to give a machzid a shekel for the korbanot tzibur, for the communal sacrifices, the yal kalayim. And they also announced now in the spring, Adar, time things start growing. So they announced, be careful, you don't have kalayim, mixed seeds growing in your fields. You have to go out and pull out the mixed seeds. Uvachamishaserbo, now 2 weeks later, on the 15th of Adar, Korin and HaMegillah B'Krachim. We read the Megillah in the walled city. So the thing is, he doesn't mention about, we'll see in the Gemara, he doesn't mention the 14th of Adar. The key is he wants to get the 15th of Adar. That's what he's locking into. He wants to make clear there are certain announcements that go on the 15th of Adar, i.e., Umitakin Adrachim Yed Rechovot, and then they fix the Drachim and the Rechovot, and there's Machloket. Again, a lot of different Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, and the language is different than the Bavli as well. But the one shot is that the Drachim are like the bigger roads, and the Drachim are like the smaller roads near the houses. The Drachim are the bigger roads, and the Rechovot are the smaller roads. Umitakin Adrachim Yed Rechovot, and they would fix these roads for the Ole Regalim. And then he had another reason also to fix the roads. Where was it? He says, one second. Yeah. He says also because of the Rotschim. If you look in the Korban Aedah, he says on the fourth wide line, you know, Mishra Rotschim Mishkaga. In other words, fixing the roads, it's not just like, you know, it's just not, you know, we want to fix the roads. We're running like a public works project. He's saying you're fixing the roads for the Ole Regalim. We're fixing the roads for the people who killed the Shogeg so they're able to get to the Yer Miklat easily. He says, Viet Mikvot Amayim, and they would fix the mikvahs, and the mikvahs would be filled with dirt, and they would fix them as well. And also the Korban Aida says if the water has gone down, we'll lead more water into them. He says, V'osin called Tzarchei Rabim. We do all the Tzarchei Rabim, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means, but not tonight. Umitzainin HaKfarot, and then we mark off the graves, and the Gemara is going to come out, though not tonight. They would mark the graves with lime. Lime would be washed away in the winter, and they would remark it again. He says, V'yotzin Afal HaKilayim. So first on Rosh Hashadar, they announce about the Kilayim. Then the 15th Vadar, they go out, and they send Shlichim to see, are they having Kilayim growing in the fields? Okay, any questions on the Mishnah? All right, I'm going on.
All right, the road repairs came all from the Shekalim money?
Say again, repeat it, repeat.
The road repairs all came from the Shekalim money?
No. It did not come from the Shekalim
so
money.
So where did this money come from to repair the roads?
That would be the different tax, but it's not from the Shekalim. The Shekalim were for the Korbanot Tzibur.
Korbanot,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Though I think the Gemara is going to learn that the were things that they could use the machzid a shekel for, but I don't remember that the roads were one of the things that they could use the machzid a shekel. We'll see when we get into the Gemara. All right, let's see further. Now the Gemara says, "V'lama b'lechad ba'adar? Why do they announce it on the first of Adar? K'dishav yivisot shekleyin ba'onatan v'titareim truman lishkam and achad hashab izmana b'lechad b'nisan." In other words, in order, the idea is that we want to begin with the new money has to be in the base of Mikdash for the first of Nisan. So we want to give people like a month, you know, ahead of time to announce that the money has to be back in by the first of Nisan, so that on the first of Nisan they can begin using the funds for the Korbanot Tzibur, for the communal sacrifices. So the Gemara says, now here again, the language in the Yerushalmi is different. He says, Umar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, Mar means Ba'amar. As Umar Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak, Truman Alishka Ketchilato. So he says that Truman Alishka, how do we know it's like on the first of Nisan? In other words, Truman Alishka is I'm withdrawing the new money from the from the treasury. You know, it was from the lishkas where all the shkalim were taken. So he says it's just like the first one. He says dechtiv vayhi bechodesh rishon b'shana shni bechalachodesh u'kam mishkan. So it says in Shmot, it says on the first of Nisan the mishkan was erected. But Tani Allah, and we learn in the Brisa concerning that, the day the Mishkan was erected, they had the money was there in place. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Yoshia, B'Shem Kahana, means like B'Shem Rav Kahana, now he brings the proof. Nemar Kan Chodshe, it says in Parshas Pinchas, Zolat Chodesh B'Chodsho L'Chodshe Hashana, this is like the daily sacrifice in its month, L'Chodshe Hashana. He says, "V'nemar lahalan chodshe," and it says in Parshas Bo, "Hachodesh rishon hu lachem lachodshe hashana." Nisan is the first month for the months of the year. Ma'achodesh v'nemar lahalan in moni elam Nisan. Just like in Parshas Bo, it's clearly talking about Nisan. Avchodesh v'nemar kan in moni elam Nisan. So too here, when it says, "O Lord, hachodesh bechodsho," the Gemara takes it that. And the Gemara is going to say you're only quoting the end of the Brice. The Gemara will give the beginning of the Brice in a minute, but the money is used for the Korbanot Tzibur have to be in place by the first of Nisan, and learning it out from the first of Nisan by Parshat HaChodesh. So Am Rabbi Yona says Shavak Rabbi Tavi Rosh the money to Amar Sofa. He says Rabbi Tavi only quoted half the Brisa. He left out the beginning of the Brisa. He says Dal Kane Kahadad Tani. So it's either again there are all these different girsaos here. Like with Yerushalmi is much harder to deal with. And so he has on the article Delo Kane Kahadad Tani. He says it's not that way. You have to quote this or. Dal Kane the Tani, it's not correct to do it this way. This is the way you should learn it. It says Zot Olat Chodesh Bechodsho. This is the beginning of the Brisa. Yechol Yehi Torim Bechol Chodesh Bechodesh. I might have thought like each month you'll have like a separate sum of money. In other words, you'll make a different pile of money for each month. He says Tamalomor Bechodsho Lechodshe. Bechodesh echad hu torim l'chol chodshei hashana means that there's one pile of money, you know, that's ready to go for all the months of the year. Yechol be'ez chodesh yirtze. I might think any month I could do it. I'll pick a month. Ne'emar kan chodshei ve'ne'emar lahalan chodshei. Ma chodshei she'ne'emar lahalan in mon elam Nisan. Av chodshei she'ne'emar kan in mon elam Nisan. So he's saying like this: the Torah is teaching me that there's a month where I have to renew the monies, and I have to get new monies. In other words, and it's like it's a lot of chodesh b'chodesho l'chodesh shana. There's extra chodesh. There's a lot of extra chodeshes there. So it's teaching me that there's a month when I have to be mechadesh the money. The money I have to new flush of money, and the Gemara learns that month is Nisan. All right, let me pause. Who's a question? Comes to us? Anything I did so far?
Does this have anything to do with when we read Kitisa? The Machzira Shekel, it seems to fall around that time.
Well, no, not Kitisa, but Parshat Shkalim. In other words, Kitisa is
talks about the Machzira Shekel.
And it's Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, it does work out in our Luach that Parshas Kitisa you do lane close by, but we have a special laning of Parshat Shkalim, you know, which is the beginning of Kitisa that we lane. You know, either on the Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh Adar or the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar.
Right? But that's when they would announce it. But it was due, excuse me, Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Right. But in other words, so we lay in Parshat Shkalim. So
before we lay Kitisa.
Either it's Parshat Shkalim. There's two ways to understand it. Either Parshat Shkalim, that was part of the notification system when the Beis HaMikdash stood. Like it says, you know, Machrizin al Shkalim. And part of it is they would lane this Parsha in the Shul so people would know they have to give their Shkalim. So we do it as a Zecher to what they did then. That's one way to do it. The other way to say it is, which is the way the Levush learns, is that we lane it because when we Shema Farim Sfatenu, that we can't give a Machzir Shekel anymore. But we can relane it, and it's as if we did do it. That's what he wants to say. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts, anything they did so far? All right, I'm moving on. Okay, let's keep moving now. All right, so we're midway down the column. We're in Shkalim. Welcome, Mayor Abitan is here. There you are, Mayor. Okay, we're in Shkalim already, Mayor. Okay. And so we're midway down the column on Shkalim Daf Beis. Okay, you have it? All right. So the Gemara says, Ma'u Mashmian. So we learned in the Mishnah that the first of Adar Mashmian. So Mashmian, we said, means to announce, but Mashmian can also mean to gather. Like there's a Pasuk in the Navi. It says, Vayishama Sha'ul. Sha'ul gathered everybody around. So we want to understand when it says, Mechaba Adar Mashmian al Shkalim, does it mean to announce? Is that what it means? Or maybe it means that, you know, we should gather the Shkalim on the first of Adar. We're trying to figure it out. So the Gemara says, Ma Mashmian. So Rav Huna Mar Machrizen. Rav Huna says it means to announce. Now he quotes the Pasuk again. This is the same as like the Bavli. They quote the beginning of the Pasuk, and you need the end of the Pasuk, you need the whole Pasuk. But this Pasuk is in... It's in Divrei Yamim. It says they made an announcement that everybody has to bring like the machzor shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the pasuk says. Now, if somebody quotes the whole pasuk, let me take a look. 1 minute. Let me see where he has it here. What I'm saying, yeah. If you look in the Korban Aeda on the left hand column, Masat Moshe Eved Hashem. In other words, that they should bring to Hashem like the tax of Moshe, Vayinu Hashkalim, Shmamin Hashem Achrizin Al Shkalim. So we see the pasuk helps us corroborate the pshat in the Mishnah. The pasuk is saying they made an announcement. And our pasuk is also saying you make an announcement that way. It says in the pasuk that by new Kobi Yehuda Bishlaim. So Taman Taninan. So over there we learn. Now this is going back to a Mishnah Masechah Megillah. Ein bin Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Elo Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim. In other words, Mikra Megillah Matanot Levyonim. In other words, the Tana Mishnah is saying that other mitzvahs I think you can do in either Adar. He's like Lachor. I think like the Dalet Parshiot and things like that. But he's saying that though when it comes to Mikra Megillah, Matanos Lev Yonim, that has to be in Adar Sheni. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shuban Levi Amar, Levi, Af Shimu Shkalim, V'Kilayim B'Neihem. He says announcing about the Shkalim and the Kilayim also has to be done in Adar Sheni. He says, Rabbi Chelbo, I'm not sure about the Arba Parshiot, frankly. I have to review this. Gemara Megillah. Rabbi Chelbo, V'Rav Huna, V'Rav B'Shem Rabbi Chia Rabba, Hakol Yotzim Yorbasar Shuzman Kriyator. So he says that even though we learned in the Mishnah that on the 15th of Adar, the second Adar, we lay in the Krachim. So now we have this memra, and I think some say this statement really doesn't belong here because it's really out of place as you see it. So he says everybody's Yotzei on the 14th. So if you live in a Krach and you lay in the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, you're Yotzei. Now, going back to the previous Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi v'Ya'ut. So Rabbi Yossi says he agrees with this halakha from Rabbi Shuban Levi that they would be Mashmi Shkalim on the second Adar. See, in a leap year, I have two Adars. That's the question. So he's saying certain things we do in the second Adar. And one of the things we do in the second Adar is on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, we announce about the Shkalim. That's the basic idea. So the Gemara says, he says, Amar Rabbi Yossi v'Ya'ut. The reason that we make the announcement is so everybody bring the shkalim in the proper time. He says, "Imar amar badar rishon ad kedun it b'shata shitin yomin." He says, "If I announce an adar rishon, so there'll be 60 days left." So the way that that one of the mafarshim says, let me see which one says it. One second. Okay. Yeah. One of the Mefarshim says that everybody will push it off and they won't bother with it. They'll see they have so much time to bring it. So they'll basically push it off and then they'll be poshea with it. I'm just looking for the line. One second. Yeah. Yeah, I have it. If you look in the Tiklin Chadatin means Shkalim Chadashim. So if you look in the Tiklin Chadatin, it's midway through the medium wide lines. He says, "It b'shata shishin yomin Meador Rishon Anisan V'Amin Lahatim Kolkach Hashinan Shemish Yismechu Sheish Lefneim Ochod Arbe. Everything I got lots of time. V'Tokach Yifshu V'Lo Yavhi B'Zmanan. They'll be derelict and they won't bring in the right time. V'Ashkan Become a Duchti Shechash Chachamim Tzamtzim B'Zmanan Shloikdim Shloyachir. We see a number of places where the Chachamim say to do something not earlier, not later. So, and to make the it's like let's say if I announce on Rosh Hashanah that on Nisan you have to bring the money, so like everybody like file it on the rear, put it in the back burner. So Mele, he says that it's too early. Let's back on the Gemara. He says, So around 10 lines from the bottom, two more lines. Klum Amru Yotzin Afal Klayim Lo Kedeshu Etzmachim Nikarin. They said that on the 15th of Adar, the Shluchim would go out to see if the, in other words, they announced on Rosh Chodesh Adar, everybody should be careful about having the mixed seeds growing in the fields. And on the 15th of Adar, the Shluchim go out to see what's growing over there. So he says that only makes sense in the second Adar. He says, Im Omer Ad Ba'adar Rishon Ad Kedun Inan Dekikin. They'll be like too, they're too small. You know, nobody's able to see anything or do anything. So therefore, we're doing it in Adar Sheni. All right. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, we're on eight lines from the bottom on Beis Amud Aleph in Masechet Shkalim. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Okay, everybody's good. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Chizkiya Sha'al, Mi'ata b'nei Bavel, Mashmin al Shkalim, Mirosho shel Choref. He says, so in Bavel, they should announce about the Shkalim at the beginning of the winter. Bavel is further away from Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, 30 days are enough to get the Shkalim to Yerushalayim, but in Bavel, you need more time. So if that's the logic, I should announce in Bavel earlier. He says, So he said they should do it at the beginning of the winter. So Hativ Rabbi Ula Kumi Rabbi Mana. So Rabbi Ula, he asked the question, or he stated before Rabbi Mana, Bataninan, we learn in the Mishnah, that three times during the year they would make withdrawals. In other words, all the money's put in the Lishka, in this chamber. And then all the money goes in there, and then three times during the year, the kohanim make withdrawals. Befros ha-Pesach, befros ha-Tzeret, befros ha-Chag. Fros means like half a month, 2 weeks ahead of time. 2 weeks before Pesach, and it was when the money gets there, they take money out. And then 2 weeks before Shavuot, and 2 weeks before Sukkot. So Amarle, and this is continuing on, in other words, this is Ula. Ula's still saying this. That's the end of the Mishnah. So Amarle, Neymar Elin decreven befrosa Pesach. The people who live close to the base of Mikdash, he wants to think. He's positing this might be the pshat in the Mishnah. The people who live close to, like in Eretz Israel, so their money will be withdrawn on the first of Adar, on the first of Nisan, because they got the money in time. Elin drechokin befrosa Tzeret. The people who live further away, their money will be withdrawn on before Shavuot. Vilein derechokim in Hon, and the people who are even further away, befros hachag. So he's trying to like corroborate, in other words, he's trying to say that, in other words, the first statement was, in Bavel, we have to announce it at the beginning of the winter. So he's saying now, everybody could do it from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then money gets there late, they'll just withdraw it later on. That's what he thinks the Pshat in the Mishnah is. So turn the page, we're on Beis Amud Beis. So Amar Lei, now this was, the one who made the statement was Ula. Okay, now Rabbi Mana responds. So Amar Lei, Kula Ka'achad Hiba. He says, no, all the money is due on Rosh Chodesh Nisan for everybody. Why did they withdraw the money at three different times during the year? They want to publicize it. In other words, they want to remind everybody, withdraw the funds, and reminds everybody that they all had a share in the Korbanot Tzibur. But in Achinami, it's coming out that in Bavel, in Babel, indeed, they would have to announce at the beginning of the winter. It sounds a little strange that, you know, I don't think we normally think about it that way. So like we lay in Parshat Shkalim every year, you know, before Adar, but it's coming out from the Gemara that, like, they would, if you're living outside of Eretz Yisrael, they would announce it early until the money gets there. All right. Any questions, comments?
Yeah. Well, 15 days before is Rosh Hashanah, isn't it?
So repeat again, what?
15 days before Sukkot is Rosh Hashanah, so they wouldn't do it 15 days before, like 16 days before.
Let me see. Wait. We said we Frosa Pesach from Frosa Chag. Yeah, so 15 days before Sukkot. You're right. So, when we get to that Mishnah, that Mishnah is in the Armasechta. So when we get to, we'll figure it out. But you're right. Lechora would probably be before Rosh Hashanah. I assume that on the Yontif, I don't think they're taking the money out. All right. Let's see back in the Gemara.
Why can't you, when you deal with Adar Aleph and Adar Bet, do it? Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, and do it again, Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, if you're afraid of Poshim.
No. In other words, there's a time when the money has to be in the Beis Hamikdash.
Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
So apparently, I don't know if they want to be like the boy who cried wolf or whatever. Like, if I do it like too early, like everybody like ignore, and then they'll do it again. And so you should do it twice. You want to say, so right. So I don't know why they don't do it twice. All right, let's see further in Gemara now. All right, now this is on the second line on Beis Amud Beis. Okay. Rabbi Huda Bar Pazi, B'shem Rebbe, Heinik Rav Lo Nevad, he says, like, who could read this and not, like, tremble? Like, it was the implication of these psukim. It says, Latova kol nedivlei. When the Torah speaks about contributions to the Mishkan, which is for a positive thing, kol nedivlei, only like the generous people gave, like nedivlei gave it. He says, though, L'ra'a v'yiparku kol am gomer. When it comes for the egal, so everybody's like ripping off the gold. V'yiparku kol am and his mezhav asher ozehem. They were ripping off the rings and everything. So everybody's doing that. L'tova, when it's talking about something positive, v'yotzei Moshe ha'am. This is like l'krat halukim in a machane. Moshe Rabbeinu, he has got to like encourage the people to come out at Ma'amad Har Sinai, you know, to be mekabel the Torah. L'ra'a. But tikrivun elai kulchem. When it was for bad, it says, va, you're like on your own. But tikrivun elai kulchem. In other words, the first was vayotzei Moshe. He's bringing them out. But tikrivun elai kulchem. So that was for.
It wasn't.
Or just give me just one second, okay? He says, just 1 minute, 1 minute. Then he says, Latova, Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Israel. He says, like, Moshe Rabbeinu got them all to sing. Yashir Moshe, like he's causing them to sing. L'ra'a Batisak Holidah B'Gomer. Like when it came after the Meraglim, everybody on their own, they're all like crying. Amr B'chi B'Abba, Achein Hishkimu Hishchitu. It's a quote from Tzifania, and Tzifania is one of the Nevi'im that we never lay in Shul. He says, like, Hishkimu Hishchitu, they got up early to act corruptly. V'chol Hashkata, Shuosin Bashkama, Hiuosin. In other words, Hiuosinota. In other words, for bad things that they would get up early, they had reasons for that. Amr Baba Bar Acha, Enatay Chol Amoro, Ophia Shalumazu. You can't figure out the nature of this people, I mean, the Jewish people. Nitbain La Egil Venotnim. Then bind the Mishkan, but don't name. That's a famous line. They're asked to give the Egel to give, but they're asked to give the Mishkan to give as well. So he says, so Tana, Rabbi Yossi, wait, this is, 1 second. This is Tana, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Tana, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Hadama Nito, Basit Kaporet Zahav Tahor, Yevo Zahav Shel Kaporet, Bichaper on Zahav Shel Egel. So this is really answering. He's saying it's not so, you know, puzzling that they gave to the Mishkan, they gave to the Egel. In other words, they gave to the Egel. And the Mishkan, the way the Gemara is learning, was a kapara for the Maase Egel. It was the Makloken among the Mefarshim. Did they get the mitzvah of the Mishkan before or after the Egel? So this Gemara is going, they got it after the Egel. But they wanted to make a kapara by giving the gold to the Mishkan. So that's why that came in there. Okay. All right. You want to say something, Aaron Moshe?
I was just going to say, similar to that, that's why Nesiyim is written Chasid Yud, because the Klal Yisrael gave with their whole heart. They gave more than they were supposed to give. Like the Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluim was at the end of the pas, you know, was not with the gold and the silver, because of that purpose, because to bring up that point that Nassim were wrong the way they handled themselves. They didn't trust Klal Yisrael.
All right. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay. Now, Rabbi Chagai, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shlosh Trumot Nemru B'Parsha Zot. It says, if you look in the beginning of Parsha's Truma, it mentions Truma three times. And I think Rashi brings it down in Chumash as well. So he says Truma Adanim. He mentioned three donations: Truma Adanim, giving a contribution for the sockets for the foundations of the Mishkan; Utruma Shkalim, you have to give for the Shkalim, Maaser Shekel; Utruma Mishkan, you have to give to the general building fund. So the Gemara says, "Daber ben Israel biyichuli truma begomer zu truma adanim." It was the first time it mentions truma. That's referring to truma adanim, giving to the sockets, and you know, like they had these beams, and then underneath the beams were like these sockets where the beams would fit into. May eight kol yishu sheyid venli bo tichu trumati. That's the second truma zu truma shkalim. That's the shkalim. Vezora truma sher tichu meitam zu truma na mishkan. Truma na mishkan, the mishkan, mashir tzu yasu. Now, the Truma Mishkan, the Mishkan, again, there's different Girsaos on this, but he's got Mashu Yitzu Yaviu. Whatever they want to bring, give, they can give. In other words, when it comes to the Mishkan, whatever you want to give, you give. You want to give a little bit, you give a little bit. You want to give a lot, you give a lot. Truma Shkalim Lekorban, he says Mashu Yitzu Yaviu. Whatever they want, either Yaviu or Yaasu. So, if you say it's Yasu, you could say like this, that when everybody has to bring the Maaser Shekel, but in other words, the Kohen will spend it on whatever they think is appropriate, which Korbanot they think is appropriate. So Mashu Yirtzu Yasu, that would make sense that way. He's got like Aval Yad Kulan Shaveh, everybody's equal with it. Truman Adanim La Adanim. And the Truman Adanim goes for the sockets. Hashir lo yarbeh ba'adal lo yamid. So the wealthy person shouldn't give more and the poor person shouldn't give less. Amar bi avon afa parsha zo nemar bar shlosh trumot. He says in the beginning of Parsha's Kitis, it also has an allusion to the three contributions. Machzer shekel truman Hashem. Yitain truman Hashem. Latet truman Hashem. So it mentions three times truman Hashem in the beginning of Parsha's Kitisa. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, so we're at the two dots. We're 15 lines from the bottom, okay? Now, B'chamishasar bo kurnu Megillah B'krachim. He said on the 15th of Adar Sheni, we lay the Megillah in the walled cities. He says, Lo kein amar Rabbi Chelbo, Rav Huna, one second, he's got, let me get this straight. Lochein Amar Rabbi Chelbo, V'Rav Huna, V'Rav B'Shem Rabbi Chiya Rabba. It was, didn't they all say, Hakol Yotzin B'Arba'asar Shuzman Kriyato? In other words, that everybody could be fulfilled. It was, our Mishnah says the walled cities read on the 15th. But Rabbi Chelbo says that everybody's Yotze on the 14th. So how do we reconcile the two statements? So, Loba El Lamencha Shekol Hamitzvot ha noagot ba'adar sheni ena noagot ba'adar rishon. In other words, in Achinami, the Tan of our Mishnah can agree with that, but he's really just, all the Tan of our Mishnah is trying to say is that there are certain dinim that apply in Adar Sheni. That's what he wants to do. So he says that among the dinim in Adar Sheni, he mentions like reading the Megillah on the 15th of Adar Sheni, because he really wants to say that there are other things he have to do in Adar Sheni, and particularly on the 15th of the month, like checking out the Kilayim and things like that. He's not saying that you couldn't be Yotzei the Mitzvah on the 14th. I think we'll clarify. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha, Habu Yadfin, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Acha, Lo Mistabra El Shavar, about Laba Lo. He says it only makes sense, this halacha of Rabbi Chelbo, that the walled city could land on the 14th, but Dieved, that was if ex post facto they landed on the 14th, then they were Yotzei. But L'Chadchila, to land on the 14th, doesn't make any sense. He says, in other words, it was if you land on the 14th, we wouldn't say don't land on the 15th. You'd have to land on the 15th. Doesn't make sense that you can do that. But Hatani, Makom Shenagulu Krotash Neyamim, we learn in a Braisa, if you're in a place where the Minag is to land on 2 days, and a place is Mesupak, whether the wall was walled city or not from the time of Shubanun, Korin Tash Neyamim. And it was indeed in the Braisa, in other words, if it's true you can land on the 14th, even in a walled city, so then in the one that Safik certainly can land on the 14th. It must be, he wants to say the only Peshat that makes sense is B'dievid, you were Yotze if you landed on the 14th, not L'chachila that you would land it on the 14th. So Amar Lei, Af Ana Savar Kain. So he says, yeah, I agree with Rabbi Chelbo's halacha. Afanasa Barkain. I'm Rabbi Mana V'ya'ut. And Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Bach is correct, that there's no contradiction between the statement and the brice that we just did. Ilu Mishikarya B'yarabasar, Chose Rikarya B'chamishasar, if somebody, now he's got here, there's different ways to read it. Ilu Mishikarya B'chamishasar, V'lo Karaba Chamishasar, he says, Shema Shominlo, is the way that the art scroll has it. If somebody would lay on the 14th, and intentionally not laying on the 15th, would we listen to him? In other words, would we not protest and say you're doing it the wrong way? He says, Imad Omer Kain, Im Kain Ata Oker Zman Krachim Biyadcha. You're going to be Oker Zman Krachim. So indeed, the pshat is that Rabbi Chelbo only meant B'dieved, if you laid on the 14th, and then time passed, so you go to the mitzvah. But in Achinami, if you're aware of it, you should lay in the walled city on the 15th. Although this year, you know, in Purim Meshulash, so indeed Yerushalayim and all the other walled cities landed on the 14th. All right, let's wrap it up with today's daf, and then that will be it. Okay, Michael, I think it's got to leave soon. See you around, Michael. Okay, now, Tani, we learn in the Braisa, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mitzvah Anogo Ba'adar Sheni, Ena Anogo Barishon. The mitzvahs that apply in Adar Sheni don't apply in the first Ador. He says, like Kriyas Megillah, Matan Slav Yonim, things like that. Chutz Mehesped V'tanit, except for the prohibition of Hesped V'tanit. In other words, and this halach and Shulchan Aruch. In other words, we celebrate Purim on the Adar Samuch L'Nisan. But on Adar Rishon, you have Purim Katan on the 14th and 15th of Adar. So if Rachman al Islam, there's a Levaya that day, there's no Hespedim that day, and no Tachnan on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon. Shein Shavin Bezeh Bezeh. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Sima B'Shem Rishu Ben Levi, Halachat K'Rav Shigamliel. So they all say Halachat follows Rav Shigamliel. Rav Huna Rabba Tzipurin Amar, in Hig, One second. Yeah. Hinhig Rabbi Chanina. Hinhig Rabbi Chanina B'tziporin Ka'adad Rabbi Shigamliel. He says he instituted the custom like Rabbi Shigamliel. Lo Amar Ela Hinhig Halalacha Lo. So he wants to say like he just instituted the custom, but it implies that it's not actually like a halacha. In other words, he didn't decree it as a halacha. Avala'in Shtarod Kofin Adar Rishon Va'adar Sheni Stam. So now, when it comes to writing a shtar, a document, a legal document, let's say you have like a ksuba would be a good example of a legal document. So he says, we write, according to this statement, Adar Rishon, and the second Adar you write Adar. So Adar Rishon, and the second one you do Adar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adar Rishon Stam Sheni Tinin. Rabbi Huda says, no, that Adar Rishon is the plain Adar, and Adar Sheni wrote Adar Sheni. In other words, it depends which is the Ikar Adar. In other words, if the Ikar Adar is Adar Sheni, so I just call that Adar, and then there's Adar Rishon. If the Ikar Adar is Adar Rishon, I call that Adar, and the other one is Adar Sheni. So this the only, I mean, the most halach l'maisa for us is when we bench Rosh Chodesh, but I think the poskim say, I have to take out the halach and Shulchan Aruch. Yosef, I need you again to get, let me just get the Shulchan Aruch out, then I'll call it a day. Give me 1 second.
Sorry. And I have another
try
to go on the phone.
Second. One second. One second.
Seth, your daughter looks just like you.
One second, you're being recorded.
Thanks.
All right. Anyway, so this is in Siman Tavchav Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ksherosh Chodesh Neyamim, Kovim B'Shar B'Yom Rishon, B'Yom HaRishon, B'Yom Rosh Chodesh, Hu Yom Shloshim." That's not this. He says, "One minute." Yeah. So Rama says, "Kshema Abin Hashana, Kovim Ba'Adar Rishon, Adar Stam." Vishani Adar Shani. So Rama says we write on the first Adar Adar Stam, and the second we write Adar Shani. That's the way the Rama says it. Now, and then the Rishabru says Vuhujan Shmavarch and a Chodesh Veda Knesset. So according to the din of the Rama, when you bench Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, you just say Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then when you go Adar Shani, you say Rosh Chodesh Adar Shani. But then the Rishabru says Maskana HaKronim Dahanachon Lafarish Vishneim. But Adar Rishon, Yichtov Adar Rishon, Ubisheni Adar Sheni. So the Achronim say the thing is to be explicit in both of them, presumably by benching Rosh Chodesh as well, say Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. But the din, the way the Ramah has it, is the first Adar is just Adar Sam. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions?
What about for Ketuvah get?
Right, that would the same thing. Whatever we'll say here is going to be the same thing for the Ketuvah and the get. So it sounds like. Sounds like that they would write Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, but I'd have to look into that. One second. All right. Let me just take a look here at this. One second. All right, this we got. 1 minute. Okay. Okay, I'm going to call it a day. Okay, let me just end the recording.